主耶稣被卖的那一夜，特别吩咐门徒。
The night that Lord Jesus Christ was sold, he especially instructed his disciples.
有一件很重要的事。
That there is a very important matter.
就是主耶稣很快就要为他们舍命。
Which is that he is about to give up his life for them.
但是主耶稣很担心。
But the Lord worried about the disciples.
主耶稣为他们所付出的会被忘记。
That all that he has given to for them will be forgotten.
所以主耶稣亲自的设立了圣餐。
So the Lord himself instituted the Holy Communion.
我们看马太福音二十六章。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 26.
马太福音二十六章。
Matthew 26.
二十六节。
26:26.
马太福音二十六章二十六节。
Matthew 26:26.
他们吃的时候，耶稣拿起饼来，祝福，就擘开，递给门徒，说。你们拿着吃，这是我的身体。27节。
27。
又拿起杯来，祝谢了，递给他们说：“你们都喝这个。”28。
28。
因为这是我立约的血，为多人流出来，使罪得赦。29。
29。
但我告诉你们，从今以后，我不再喝这葡萄汁，直到我在我父的国里同你们喝新的那日子。他们唱了诗，就出来往橄榄山去。
26:30-26。And as they were eating, Jesus took bread, blessed and broke it, and gave it to the disciples and said, Take, eat, this is my body. 27. Then he took the cup and gave thanks and gave it to them, saying, Drink from it, all of you. 28. For this is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for many for the remission of sins. 29. And I say to you, I will not drink of the fruit of the vine from now on until the day when I drink it.New with you in the Father's kingdom. 30. And when they had sung a hymn, they went out to the Mount of Olives.
他们在吃的时候，耶稣拿起饼来。
When they were eating, Jesus took bread.
他们在吃什么呢？
What were they eating?
他们不是吃普通的晚餐。
They were not eating ordinary suppers.
他们在吃逾越节的宴席。
They were eating the feast of Passover.
逾越节本来是犹太人的一个宗教的节日。
Passover is a religious, religious day for the Jewish people.
是要纪念神怎么样拯救以色列百姓出埃及。
It's in remembrance of how the Lord took them out of Egypt.
当天晚上情况非常的危急。
On that night, it was a very perilous night.
法老王不给摩西带百姓出埃及。
The Pharaoh will not let the people out of Egypt.
但是神用最重的石灾来击打埃及地。
But the Lord used the most severe 10 plagues to strike the land of Egypt.
第十灾就是最严重的灾。
The 10th plague is the most severe.
当天晚上，所有埃及的长子都要死。
That night, all the firstborn of the Egyptians will die.
从法老王到乞丐，到乞丐，到任何的一个动物。
From the Pharaoh to the beggars and even all the animals.
只要是头生的。
As long as they are the firstborn.
当天晚上没有办法有一个活命。
That night they will not live.
但是神拯救以色列百姓。
That's how the Lord saved the Israelites.
告诉他们，当天晚上只要你们一家宰一只羊羔。
As asking that every family they had to slaughter a lamb.
把羊羔的血涂在你的门楣门框上。
And put the blood of the lamb on the door lintels.
灭命的天使就不会进来。
And the angel of death will not come in.
你们就得救。
And they will be saved.
才可以出埃及进迦南。
In this way, they can go out of Egypt and enter into the land of Canaan.
所以说特别挑在逾越节晚餐来设立圣餐礼。
The Lord especially chosen the night of Passover to institute the Holy Communion.
因为主耶稣基督就是这只真正的逾越节羊羔。
Because Lord Jesus himself is that the Passover lamb.
以前的以色列百姓因为羊羔的牺牲，他们的长子得到保留。
The Israelites in the past, because of the lamb, their firstborn were preserved.
今天我们人类。
Today, all human beings.
因为主耶稣基督在十架上的流血。
Because Lord Jesus Christ shed his blood on the cross.
舍去他的生命。
He lost his life.
我们的灵命得到保留。
Our spiritual life is preserved.
我们的罪得到赦免。
Our sin is forgiven.
所以这个是很重要的一个预表。
And this is a very important prefiguration.
但是那么重要的事情。
Such an important thing.
主耶稣要跟信他的人立一个约。
The Lord wants to make a covenant with all those who believe in Him.
所以圣餐礼的第一个意义就是立约。
So the first most important meaning of Holy Communion is this covenant.
27节。
27。
所以说拿起杯来，祝谢了，递给他们说：“你们喝这个，因为这是我立约的喝，立约的血，为多人流出来，使罪得赦。”
27, and he took the cup and gave thanks and gave it to them, saying, Drink from it, all of you. 28, for this is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for many for the remission of sins.
所以每次领圣餐呢,
Therefore, every time we partook the Holy Communion, it's a reminder that we all have a covenant with the Lord.
神虽然是看不见的,
although we cannot see God, but every day we need Him.
如果没有神,
if without God,
我们不会被造,
we were not created.
如果没有神的容许,
without God's permission,
我们的心脏没有办法继续跳,
our hearts will not beat anymore.
我们没有办法呼吸,
we cannot breathe.
我们的生命就到此为止,
our life ends right there.
我们有很多的计划,
and we might have a lot of plans.
明天要做什么,
we want to do this tomorrow.
以后要怎么样安排,
we want to arrange that in the future.
但是我们忘记了,
but we forget.
如果神不愿意,
if God's not willing,
下一分钟都过不了,
we cannot go past the next minute.
所以神要我们活着,
that's why the Lord allow us to live.
不但只给我们肉体的生命,
not only giving us physical lives,
还拯救我们给我们属灵的生命,
He even saved us and gave us spiritual life.
所以他跟我们有一个约,
that is why He has a covenant with us.
这个约很简单,
this covenant is simple.
他爱我们,
He loved us.
他愿意为我们死,
He is willing to let die for us,
流出他的血,
and He shed His blood
来赎我们的罪,
in order to redeem our sins.
当我们的罪被赎了, 被赦免了,
when our sins are redeemed and forgiven,
我们就会活得很平安,
we can live in peace.
心中就有平安喜乐,
in our heart we have peace and joy.
还有我们有神可以依靠,
and we can rely upon God.
你每一次有困难,
every time we have troubles,
有不开心的事情,
if we have unhappy things,
向神祷告,
as long as we pray to God,
神就帮助你,
the Lord will help us.
不单只是今生的,
not only in this life,
这个约还包括神要救你的灵魂进入永生,
this covenant includes that the Lord will save you and help you enter into eternal life.
人的人生很短暂,
our life is very short.
我们想想, 我们今年几岁了,
if we think about how old we are this year,
还有你已经过了多久了,
and how long you have lived.
当然如果你是个小孩, 你不会想那么远,
if you're a young one, then you wouldn't think that far.
但是如果你是一个中年人,
but if you're in your mid-age,
所谓的中年就代表你的人生已经过超过一半了,
mid-age means you already passed the high points of your life.
一缸汽油用到一半, 你不会觉得剩很多,
when the gasoline has already used up to the high point, you'll realize that it's not a lot left.
如果平均的寿命七八十,
or if our average life expectancy is 70 or 80,
算算自己还剩多少日子,
let's count how much days you have left.
人生很快,
our life is very fast.
小朋友很快就变老人,
your young ones will quickly become the old ones.
你人生抓到的一切,
whatever you can hold in this life,
要在你离开世界那一刻, 你完全要放手,
and when you pass away, all that you grab hold of will let go.
就说你不想放手, 也得放手,
even if you don't want to let go, you had to go, let it go.
华人比较看不开啊,
the Chinese people, they don't look past this.
外国人他们比较愿意立遗嘱,
but the
外国人啊, Caucasian, foreigner, Westerner,
the Westerners, they will want to set up a will for themselves.
为什么? 因为他们看得比较开, 说人本来就是要走, 有一天就要走, 所以要安排好好写下来,
because they saw pass through it and they want to arrange it for the after they die.
华人连想这个都不想想,
but,
觉得不吉利,
Chinese people, they don't even want to think about it because they think that this is unlucky.
所以啊, 一提到这个事, 哇, 这个不好。
So whenever they mention about this, they say, oh, this is bad.
所以有些律师要推广这个遗嘱, 他不说遗嘱啊, 这个叫平安纸, 他们叫, 你要立平安纸。
So all the lawyers who want to sell to you to write a will, they say this is the paper of peace.
其实什么平安纸, 遗嘱就是遗嘱。
So it's actually just a will.
但是很多人不敢写。
A lot of people, they don't want to, they're afraid to write it.
他想说我不会走的,
first of all, they think
我还很健康,
they're still healthy, they won't go.
第二呢,不想写。
The second one is they don't want to write it.
哎呀,
they don't want to think about this problem.
这个有一天走了, 哇, 孩子在争产,
and it happens that one day they pass away and their children fight out to their inheritance.
你不要以为很多钱才会抢, 有时候一点点还是会抢, 还是会争的。
Don't think that if you have a lot of money, your children will fight for it. Even if you have a little, your children will still fight for it.
但是你不面对,
if you don't face it, you still eventually will face it.
你不要放手,
if you don't want to let it go, eventually you have to let it go.
但是问题是, 当你人生结束了, 你还剩什么?
The problem is, at the end of your life, what do you have left?
既然人生的东西带不走,
if you cannot take anything with you this life,
你就只剩那个不能带走的东西,
then all you have left is the things that you cannot take away.
是本身我们自己,
which is ourselves.
我们的灵魂啊, 是别人不能带走的。
Our soul is not anything that people can take away.
你自己要面对神,
You yourself eventually had to face God.
所以神给我们的约很简单。
So the covenant that God has for us is simple.
他给我们一切。
He gave us everything.
今生的，来生的。
This life and the everlasting life.
透过主耶稣的宝血。
Through the blood of Lord Jesus Christ.
但是合约是两方面的。
And the covenant is actually two-sided.
如果你要得到主耶稣的平安喜乐。
If you want to receive the peace and joy of Lord Jesus.
今生永生的福气。
The blessings of this life and the future life.
你要尊主为大。
Then you had to obey the Lord.
你要敬拜真神。
You had to worship the true God.
要遵行他的诫命。
And you had to abide by His commandments.
所以我们信了主有一段日子的时候。
So we have believed in the Lord for a while now.
有时候我们只想到我们要从神那边领受什么。
Sometimes we always think, what can we receive from God?
但是有时候我们忘记我们自己对神有什么责任。
We forget that what kind of responsibility we have towards God.
所以这个圣餐里。
So this Holy Communion
提醒我们，我们跟神是有约的。
Reminds us that we have a covenant with God.
你跟走在街上的任何一个人是不一样的。
You are different from all those people walking on the street.
你是神的儿女。
You are the children of God.
主的宝血在你身上。
The Lord's blood is on you.
他已经洗净你了。
He has washed you clean.
你里头有神的灵在你身上。
Inside of you, you have the Spirit of God.
你是不一样的。
You are different.
要活出一个不一样的生活。
You have to live a different life.
不要让主耶稣伤心。
You should not make Lord Jesus Christ sad.
父母最怕的就是儿女忘记他。
The parents were most afraid that their children forget about them.
小孩子小的时候不会忘记父母，因为小孩子需要父母。
When the children are young, because they need the parents, they will not forget about the parents.
但是孩子长大了。
But when the children grow up,
自己有自己的生活了。
When they have their own life,
自己忙自己的事了。
When they're busy in their life,
父母就很希望儿女记得他。
The parents will really want their children to remember them.
不一定能报答他什么。
Not necessarily what they can repay them.
但是至少要记得父母。
But at least remember the parents.
要想起父母。
To think about them.
要爱父母。
To love them.
所以有时候一通电话。
So sometimes just a phone call,
一个问候,
just a greeting,
父母需要你的时候,
when the parents need you,
去看父母, 去帮父母,
to visit them and to help them,
啊, 父母的心就很安慰了,
then the parents will feel very confident.
啊, 我们的主耶稣也是一样,
our Lord Jesus Christ is the same.
主耶稣给我们那么多,
Lord Jesus Christ has given us so much.
给我们他的生命,
He gave us His life,
他的宝血,
His blood,
给我们永生,
He gave us His eternal life,
给我们家庭,
He gave us a family,
给我们健康,
give us health,
给我们赚钱的机会,
give us the opportunity to make money.
我们再怎么报答主啊，也报答不了那么多恩典。
Regardless how much we want to repay him, we cannot repay all that he has given to us.
但是至少我们对主要有心啊。
At least the least that we can do is we have to have a heart towards him.
每一次透过领圣餐，我们想起，哇，主真的很爱我。
So every time through Holy Communion, we have to remember how much the Lord loves us.
我们看哥林多前书。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians.
哥林多前书的第十一章
First Corinthians chapter 11
第二十三节
11 verse 23
哥林多前书十一章二十三节
First Corinthians 11:23
我当日传给你们的原是从主领受的就是主耶稣被卖的那一夜拿起饼来主谢了这擘块说这是我的身体为你们舍的你们应当如此行为的是纪念我
23-24 For I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. 24 And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, Take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me.
25
饭
后也照样拿起杯来说这杯是用我血所立的新约你们每逢喝的时候要如此行为的是纪念我
In the same manner, he also took the cup after supper, saying, This cup is the new covenant in my blood. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me.
主耶稣这里讲了两次纪念我，纪念我。
Here Lord Jesus Christ said twice, remembrance of me, remembrance of me.
因为人很容易忘记看不见的神。
Because people will often forget this invisible God.
所以我们要常常纪念主。
So we often had to remember the Lord.
想想我们今天如果不是神容许不是神的恩典，我们在哪里？
To think that without the Lord's grace, where are we today?
所以无论我们生活再怎么忙，
So regardless how busy we are,
我们更要纪念主。
We have to especially remember the Lord.
神给你一个工作，
When the Lord has given you a job,
工作很忙，
When you're busy in your job,
更要提醒自己。
Even more so, you have to remind yourself.
虽然我那么忙，
Although I am very busy,
我更要抽时间敬拜神。
I have to especially take time to worship God.
因为这个工作是神给的。
Because this job is given to me by God.
没有神的话，我工作都没有。
Without God, I don't even have a job.
所以神比工作重要。
So the Lord is greater than my job.
有了家庭。
When you have your family,
可能会很忙。
You might be busy.
还有小孩子。
Because you have to take care of your children.
忙不过来，睡不够。
You have too much to do and not enough sleep.
但是更要提醒自己。
Even more so, you have to remind yourself.
有了家庭之后，我要更爱主。
When I have my own family, I have to love the Lord even more.
没有家庭，我自己孤单一个人。
Without the family, I'll be alone myself.
太太是神赐的，孩子神赐的。
My wife and my children is given to me by God.
纪念主的话，你就会更爱主。
If you remember the Lord, then you will love the Lord more.
你会把所有的活动排开。
Then you arrange all the activities and priorities.
安息日，我孩子什么东西我都不排。
During the Sabbath day, I will not arrange anything for my children.
早早的，我要全家来敬拜神。
And in early in the morning, all our family has to come to the church to worship God.
因为家庭是神给的。
Because family is given to us by God.
神比我的家庭还重要。
God is greater than my family.
没有神，我的家庭没有平安啊。
Without God, there won't be peace in my family.
这个就是纪念主了。
This is in remembrance of the Lord.
遇到考验，遇到试探的时候。
When we face trials and troubles.
想起主耶稣基督。
We have to remember Lord Jesus.
为你流血。
That he has shed his blood.
你敢不敢在主耶稣流血的十字架面前去犯罪呢？
Do you dare to sin in front of Lord Jesus Christ who shed blood for you?
一想到主耶稣在流血。
When you think about how Lord Jesus shed blood.
哪里敢离开主耶稣啊？
How do you dare to leave him?
哪里敢让主耶稣伤心呢？
How do you dare to make him sad?
所以这个圣餐也是提醒我们。
So this Holy Communion is to remind us.
要纪念主耶稣。
We have to remember Lord Jesus.
主耶稣实在是为我们的罪啊受了很大的苦。
The Lord indeed suffered much for our sin.
主耶稣被钉十字架的时候。
When he was crucified on the cross.
那个钉子。
That nail.
这个打下去他的手跟脚。
Pierced through his hand and feet.
三根钉子啊，把主耶稣的身体挂在木头上面。
Three nails hung him on the cross.
主耶稣一直在流血。
He continually shed blood.
他的头也在流血。
Even his head is bleeding.
因为荆棘的冠冕。
Because the crown made of thorn.
把主耶稣的头皮刺破了。
It pierced his scalp.
有一天我们在门口啊，在花园，年轻人帮忙清理教会的这些树枝啊，还有一些草。
One day we were with the youth taking care of the gardenings.
门口有一些玫瑰啊，很漂亮。
And there are some roses in the garden.
但是我们就弄了之后没有戴手套，一摸，哇，刺到很痛。
And because we don't wear gloves, when we touch the thorns, it really hurts.
主耶稣的头皮就是被荆棘刺破头。
The Lord's head was wounded by that thorn.
主耶稣的背又在流血。
And even his back is bleeding.
因为他的背啊，好像被那个泥耕过的田一样。
Because his back is like the land being plowed.
因为罗马兵丁的鞭子把主耶稣的背打破了。
Because the Roman soldiers whipped him.
被挂在木头上面那么多个小时。
He hung on the wood for so many hours.
有时候我们没有去想。
Sometimes we did not think.
但是如果我们仔细的去想。
If we truly think about it.
你会发觉我们真的很对不起主耶稣。
Then we realize that we have we've been very sorry towards the Lord.
在这里顺便讲一个见证。
Here I want to make a testimony.
小弟的太太呀，姨姐妹啊，上个礼拜六安息日聚完会的时候，就肚子胃很不舒服。
My wife last week during the Sabbath, she had a stomach ache.
我叫她去传道房躺一躺。
So I asked her to lie in the preacher's room.
她一直吐了五六次都没有停。
She vomited for four to five times. It did not stop.
吐到这个胃啊，整个在抽筋的感觉。
And even her it seems that her stomach is all twisted.
我看情况不太对了，已经五点半了，六点了。
I saw that the situation is not right. It was already 5:30.
我想可能要带她去医院了。
I think that maybe I had to take her to the hospital.
又不晓得去哪一个医院比较好。
I didn't know which hospital to go to.
请教李执事，那我们再带我们去医院，去附近 Sunnybrook 医院。
So I asked Deacon Lee, and he suggested that we go to Sunnybrook Hospital.
因为他看起来真的是太严重了，所以去到都不用排队，那就直接就进到看护室。
When they saw her, that it seems the condition is too severe, she went straight to the emergency room.
我看她那个痛啊，真的是很痛。
I saw the pain that she had, it's truly painful.
我以前看过她生孩子，生孩子都没有看她那么痛。
Before I saw her giving birth, it's not that much pain as this.
因为她生孩子是开刀的，所以不用痛很多个小时。
because she had surgery to give birth, so the pain won't last so many hours.
只是开完刀，伤口会比较痛。
Afterwards, the wound will be painful.
那胃痛啊，吐啊，哇，那个好像每分每秒都在呻吟，都在很痛。
So I saw her having stomach ache, and every second, it felt so much pain.
哇，我心里帮她祷告。
So I prayed for her in my heart.
那医生就问她。
So the doctor asked,
从一到十，一是最不痛，十是最痛，你有多痛？
So from the scale of 1 to 10, how much pain do you feel?
她说是十。
She said it's 10.
她是比我很会忍痛啊，我一点点我都会说很痛，她都会忍。
She actually can bear more pain than me. Myself, a little pain I cannot bear.
那到十这是很痛了，不能再痛了。
So the point of 10, it must be very, very painful.
那医生就跟他说：“好了，那给你一些止痛药。”
So the doctor said, "I can give you something for the pain."
看他那么痛苦啊，给他最强的止痛药，那个 morphine 啊，给他麻灰啊。
So they saw that she's in such a pain, they gave her the strongest painkiller, morphine.
我们就心里边一直帮他祷告。
We continually to pray for her.
啊，那感谢主啊。
后来
他就慢慢就睡着。
Afterwards, she fell into sleep.
啊，然后就做了很多的检查。
And she had a lot more checkups.
隔天也要再去检查。
And the day after, she also had to go to checkups.
很奇妙，一下就大家的帮忙祷告，然后她就好了。
We thank the Lord for everyone's prayer. She got better.
那讲到这里，我就想。
When we talk to this point, I thought.
我们今天病痛的时候啊，都可以去看医生。
Today, when we have pain or when we're sick, we can go visit the doctor.
很痛的时候，医生会给我们打一些麻药。
And when we're truly in pain, the doctor can give us some painkillers.
开刀啦，怎么一定要麻药？减低我们的痛苦。
When we have surgeries and we want to reduce our pain, we need to have those painkillers.
那主耶稣为我们受苦的时候
，But when Lord Jesus Christ suffered for us,
一点麻药都没有打。
He had none of the painkillers.
有人给他一些苦胆的酒啊，给他麻醉一下。
Some people want to give him gall vinegar to help him.
主耶稣不要。
The Lord did not want to have it.
我要清清醒醒的去尝这个十字架的苦杯啊。
He want to be awake and taste the bitter cup of the cross.
所以为什么主耶稣要担那么多苦
？So why would he want to bear so much pain?
完全是为了我们的罪。
It's all for our sin.
为什么我们今天那么平安
？Why today we have so much peace?
我们看以赛亚书53章。
Let's turn to Isaiah chapter 53.
53章第5节。
Isaiah 53 verse 5.
第4节。
Verse 4.
53章第4节。
Isaiah 53 verse 4.
53章的第4节。
Isaiah 53 verse 4.
他诚然担当我们的忧患，背负我们的痛苦。我们却以为他受责罚，被神击打苦害了。第5节。
Five.
哪知他为我们的过犯受害，为我们的罪孽压伤。因他受的刑罚，我们得平安；因他受的鞭伤，我们得医治。
For surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we esteem him stricken, smitten by God, and afflicted. Five. But he was wounded for our transgressions; he was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement for our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed.
不认识神的人，不认识主耶稣的人啊，都会这样讲。不认识神的人就会这样讲。
Regardless of who you are, you might say this.
不认识神的人啊 ，For those who doesn't know God, we say this.
For those who doesn't know God, they will say this.
哎呀，耶稣那么能救我们，为什么他自己要被钉在十字架上面不下来呢
？The Lord is to save us. How come He Himself is on the cross? He doesn't go down.
啊，救了别人，救不了自己。
He can save others. Why not save Himself?
讲这样的人是不了解圣经，不了解神的计划。
Those people who say this meant that they do not know the Bible and do not know the God's plan.
他不是因为自己犯了罪被责打。
It's not because he himself sinned, he was stricken by God.
担当你跟我的罪。
He's bearing you and my sin.
所以今天我们因为他被打，我们就有得到医治。
Today, because he is stricken, that is why we are healed.
所以为什么我们有生病痛苦？哎呀，祷告，哎，主耶稣会减轻我们的痛苦。
How come when we are sick, when we're in pain, we pray the Lord alleviates our pains?
我们在座有弟兄是癌症末期了。
Some of us who are in terminal cancer stage.
本来医生看来是应该要很痛的，他觉得应该他要很痛的。
Some doctors saw that this person must be a lot of pain already.
弟兄说不痛啊，完全不痛。
But the brother say there's no pain.
真的不痛？不用给你一些药。
Truly, you're not in pain? No.
为什么不痛
？How come?
不是因为他身体很好，所以不痛。
Not because he's in a good health, that's why he doesn't feel pain.
主耶稣早就把我们的痛减轻了，把它担起来了。
The Lord has already alleviated and bared our pain.
因为我们有时候心里不平安。
Sometimes we don't have peace in our hearts.
得罪了神，犯了罪，心里不平安。
We sin against God and we do not have peace in our hearts.
或者是我们很多烦恼，心里很多重担。
We have a lot of troubles, we have a lot of burdens in our hearts.
祷告完了，心里很平安了。
After we pray, we feel very peaceful.
为什么呢？
那
主耶稣早就把我们担起来了。
Because the Lord has already buried it.
所以圣餐里就是要提醒我们。
So in the Holy Communion, it's to remind us.
我们欠主耶稣太多太多了。
We owe so much towards Lord Jesus.
一辈子怎么还都还不了。
How can we return and repay all? We cannot even repay it all our life.
起码我们要纪念他。
So at the minimum, we had to remember him.
我们怎么纪念他
？How do we remember him?
我们要把主耶稣放在我们人生的重要的位置。
We have to place him in an important place in our life.
平常我们聚会。
Sometimes when we gather for service.
我们一个最敬虔的心来敬拜神。
We have to use the most reverent heart to worship God.
这个就是对主的纪念了。
That is in remembrance of him.
听道理的时候好好听道理。
When we listen to the sermon, we listen to it well.
那教会有圣工要我们帮忙，我们尽量不要推。
And when the church asks us to do some holy work, we should not refrain from doing it.
这个就是让主耶稣知道我们在纪念他。
And this is to allow Lord Jesus to know that we are remembering.
在外面有一个基督徒的表现。
And when we go into the society, we have the deeds of a good Christian.
让别人一看知道你是基督徒。
So that when other people see you, they know that this is a good Christian.
无论他们是肯定你或是笑你都不重要。
Regardless whether or not people mock you or affirm you,
这样就是纪念主耶稣。
This is how you can remember the Lord.
这样主耶稣知道我没有白白为这个人受苦了。
And the Lord will know that he did not suffer in vain for this person.
再来看约翰福音。
Let's turn to John.
约翰福音的第六章。
John chapter 6.
约翰福音的第六章。
John chapter 6.
第53节。
6 verse 53.
约翰福音六章53节。
John 6 verse 53.
耶稣说，我实实在在的告诉你们，你们若不吃人子的肉，不喝人子的血，就没有生命在你们里面。
54.
吃我肉喝我血的人就有永生，在末日我要叫他复活。55.
55.
我的肉真是可吃的，我的血真是可喝的。56.
56.
吃我肉喝我血的藏在我里面，我也藏在他里面。
53 to 56. Then Jesus said to them, Most assuredly I say to you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you. 54. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood have eternal life, and I will raise him up at the last day. 55. For my flesh is food indeed, and my blood is drink indeed. 56. He who eats my flesh and drinks my blood abides in me, and I in him.
这就是说圣餐里啊，其实有属灵的奥秘在里面。
The Holy Communion has its spiritual mystery.
主耶稣说，你要吃我肉，喝我血，才有永生。
The Lord said you have to eat my flesh and drink my blood in order to have eternal life.
那人的血跟肉怎么可以吃呢？
How can we eat someone's flesh and blood?
主耶稣不是讲物质的层面。
The Lord is not talking about physical blood and flesh.
主耶稣在讲圣餐里的奥秘。
The Lord is talking about the mystery of the Holy Communion.
所以本来是一个饼。
Originally, it's only a piece of bread.
主耶稣注谢了之后，
But after the Lord gave thanks,
圣灵运行，
when the Holy Spirit working in it,
这个饼啊，在灵里面，在灵里面发生了一个变化。
This bread within the spirit is spiritually transformed.
这个饼物质是没有改变的。
Physically, it did not transform.
但是灵里面已经改变了。
But in the spirit is changed.
如果你吃了这个注谢过的圣餐饼。
When you eat of this transformed Holy Communion bread,
这就等于吃了主的肉，那喝了葡萄汁，煮泻过了，这等于喝了主耶稣的血。
Then you are eating his flesh. After you drink of the cup, given thanks, you're drinking his blood.
里面呢，就有神的生命在你里面了。
And inside of you, you shall have the life of God.
这是一个非常大的奥秘。
This is a great mystery.
是一般的教会啊，没有办法领受的。
Normal churches, they will not be able to understand.
一般人以为说圣餐里是个仪式，只是纪念主而已。
Some people thought of it as a ceremony that you just remember the Lord.
但是圣经不是这样讲。
But the Bible did not teach us in this way.
圣经领圣餐跟你得救是有关系的。
The Bible tells us that when you partake the Holy Communion, it has something to do with your salvation.
如果你能够领圣餐,
if you're able to partake the Holy Communion,
常常领圣餐,
and you often partake the Holy Communion,
主耶稣的生命就会在你里面,
then the Lord Jesus' life is in you.
你的灵命会成长,
then your spiritual life will grow.
在末日神要叫你复活,
and in the end days you shall resurrect.
谁可以领圣餐呢?
Who can partake the Holy Communion?
主耶稣说, 我的身体啊, 圣餐是我的身体啊。
The Lord said, "The Holy Communion is my body."
所以首先你要成为主耶稣的身体的一部分，你才可以领圣餐。
So before you partake, you must become part of the body before.
所以要透过接受洗礼，把罪洗干净。
That after the holy, that after the baptism, when your sins are washed away,
那你成为主耶稣的身体一部分了。
Then you become part of Lord Jesus' body.
你就可以领这个圣餐了。
Then you can partake on this Holy Communion.
如果我们是慕道的，或者是还没有在真耶稣教会接受洗礼的基督徒朋友
，If we are truth seeking and we have not received the baptism within the church or friends,
我们就请你暂时等待。
So we ask you to please wait.
等有一天你查考到你明白了，接受了洗礼了，那我成为主耶稣身体的一部分。
After one day when you have studied the truth and been baptized and become part of the body.
那就可以跟主耶稣啊，我跟我们一起来同领主耶稣的肉，主耶稣的血。
Then together you can partake the flesh and blood of Lord Jesus.
那我们领受之前有一个事情很重要要做了。
Before we partake the Holy Communion, is something that we had to do.
哥林多前书的十一章。
First Corinthians chapter 11.
二十八节。
11 verse 28.
哥林多前书十一章二十八节。
First Corinthians 11 verse 28.
人应当自己省察，然后吃着饼，喝着杯，因为人吃喝若不分辨是主的身体，就是吃喝自己的罪了。
28 for but let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of the bread and drink of the cup. 29 for he who eats and drink in an unworthy manner eats and drink judgments to himself, not discerning the Lord's body.
领之前呢，我们要省察自己。
So before we partake it, we had to discern it.
人通常眼睛都是看外面，很少看到自己。
A lot of times we our eyes see outside, we don't see inside ourselves.
除非我们照镜子。
Unless we look at the mirror.
就会看到自己哪里不对。
Then we can see what's wrong with ourselves.
哪里不整齐，哪里脏。
Where we have dirty spots.
那我们信仰上也要省察自己。
You know, faith is the same. We have to reflect.
如果我们领圣餐没有省察自己，那就没有办法达到功效了。
If we partook the Holy Communion without reflecting ourselves, then it will not reach the effect.
什么叫省察自己呢？
What does it mean to reflect?
第一，我们要站出来。我们通常都在自己里面看事情嘛，所以看不到。我们要拉离。
So first of all, we had to look.We have to stand out and look inside.
这把你现在的自己啊，跟神的话做一个比较。
We have to compare what's the present you and compare it to the Word of God.
如果我们把自己比较自己的话，都会觉得自己很好。
If we always compare ourselves to us within our own standards, then we feel that we're pretty okay.
我都是这样嘛，我那么久了也没有怎样不好啊。
We feel that we've been this way for so long. There's nothing wrong with us.
也没人讲我。
Nobody will rebuke us.
因为人长得越大，就越少人会直接跟你讲。
Because when you grow up older, then less and less people will remind you.
小孩很多人会骂，因为小孩子不怕骂，但大人就不是很容易被人家骂了。
For the little children, because the adults will dare to rebuke them, but when you grow older, less and less people will rebuke you.
人都有面子嘛，不，人家都不会随便跟你纠正。
Because all of us will want to save face, and we do not want to correct you casually.
除非我们自己用把自己现在的自己跟神的话做个比较。
Unless we ourselves take what the present us and compare it to the Bible.
原来差那么远了。
We realize how far we are from the God standard.
省察一下自己。
So we have to discern and reflect within ourselves.
再来，我们把现在的自己可以跟以前的自己比较一下。
And we can also compare the present us to the past, ourselves in the past.
我刚信主的时候是这样子的吗？
When we first believe in the Lord, are we like this?
那我现在是怎么样？
What are we? Who are we now?
是更好呢？更热心呢？还是更不好？
Have we become better? Have we become more zealous? Or become worse?
所以我们一直省察自己。
So we have to reflect and discern ourselves.
我们就会得到结论。
Then we will receive conclusion.
我们需要主的帮助。
We need the help of Lord Jesus.
主啊，我很软弱。
Lord, we are very weak.
哇，很多事情做得不好。
A lot of things we have not done well.
求你帮助我领了圣餐之后有改变。
Lord, please help us that after we partook the Holy Communion, there is a change.
因为我真的是想像你。
That because I truly want to be like you.
所以这样领圣餐，我们就会达到属灵的造就了。
So when we partake the Holy Communion in this way, we can be edified in the Spirit.
那么现在我们要准备要领圣餐。
Now we're about to partake the Holy Communion. This is unleavened bread made with pure flour and water.
无效代表主耶稣是无罪的身体。
Unleavened means that this is the body of Christ without sin.
一个饼代表主耶稣的身体只有一个。
And one bread meant that the Lord's body there's only one.
得救的真教会只有一个。
And the Church of Salvation there's only one.
那我们现在一起跪下，用最虔诚的心来祝谢。
Now kneel down and use the most reverent hearts to give thanks.
同时奉主耶稣圣名祝谢。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we give thanks.
慈爱的主耶稣基督，我们感谢你。
Dear Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you.
你的救恩开启了我们人类盼望的门。
The salvation, you have opened a door of salvation for all of us.
让我们从罪恶当中被拯救出来。
That we can be saved from our sins.
让我们今生有你可以作为依靠。
That in this life we have you to rely upon.
也有永生的盼望。
And we also have the hope of eternal life.
全因你的爱。
It's all because of your love.
亲自来到世上。
That you have come to this world.
被钉在十架上。
You have nailed yourself on the cross.
舍出你的生命。
You offered your life.
这是你的恩典。
And this is the grace that you have.
主啊，我们今天弟兄姐妹跪在你的面前。
Lord, today our brothers and sisters are knelt before you.
按照你的命令。
According to your instructions.
也做着你的应许。
And also through your promises.
要来领受你所设立的圣餐。
To partake the Holy Communion that you have instituted.
求你圣灵的大能运行。
May the great power of the Holy Spirit work within us.
将这个饼灵化成为你的肉。
That through the Spirit this bread can transform into your flesh.
因为我们吃了之后有生命在我们里面。
That after we partake it, there is life in us.
在末日可以复活。
That we can resurrect in the last day.
也帮助我们信心可以得到坚强。
Please also help us so that our faith can be strengthened.
帮助我们彼此能够同心合意。
Please help us so that we can have a one heart.
像
To be like you.
能够同心。
To be like you and to be in one heart.
能够让教会的圣工更加的发展。
Please help us so that the work in the church can be prosperous.
让我们可以破除自我的意识跟意见。
So that we can break our own understandings and our own opinions.
以你的意见为主。
That we can have your opinion as our opinion.
真正的合一成为一个身体。
So that we can be truly like you and to be one body.
求你帮助我们将我们生活当中的罪除去。
Lord, please help us so that we can get rid of our sins in our daily life.
让我们的心灵能够纯洁。
So that our hearts can be pure.
家庭能够美满。
That our family can have a good life.
像这个无酵饼能够蒙你的悦纳。
Just like this unleavened bread can be accepted by you.
主，我们将这个无酵饼献在你的面前。
Lord, we have offered this unleavened bread before you.
求你帮助我们。
Please help us.
愿荣耀颂赞归于主耶稣基督你的圣名。
May all the glory, honor, and praises be unto your holy name.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Hallelujah.
We ask some Deacon Chai
to help with the breaking of the bread.
我们请唱诗七十七首。
Let's sing hymn 77. And I love